Soteriology, question 1. Quote, justification by faith alone, end quote. Discuss the meaning of this phrase. My answer. This doctrine requires a deeper look at what God has said about grace, works, and salvation. Despite all the different religious systems or isms that currently exist, we are always left with only two options. Does God save me based on what I do, or on what Christ has done? The Bible teaches that due to our sinning, quote, all of us have become like one who is unclean, end quote, and that even our most, quote, righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, end quote. Isaiah 64, verse 6. Our total depravity is that even our best work is connected with sin. In Romans, we read that, quote, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who seeks for God, end quote. Chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. Natural man, quote, cannot please God, end quote. Romans 8, verse 8. So how can we do anything pleasing to God or work for his favor if everything we do offends him? Works-based salvation means man is trying to please a pure God with filthy works. It also puts all of the focus on self and what man can do rather than God. In Galatians, Paul warned believers that the Judaizers were teaching man must be circumcised in addition to their faith. They were preaching, quote, a different gospel, end quote, than the, quote, the grace of Christ, end quote, and are all, quote, accursed, end quote. Chapter 1, verse 6 and 8. Paul said they were distorting the gospel of Christ for daring to add just one necessary work to grace. He declares them condemned. All isms, and sadly some of so-called Christianity, believe in works-based salvation. But we know from Hebrews 11 that Old Testament saints were not saved because of what they did, but by the faith that fueled those good deeds. That's why that chapter states, quote, without faith, it is impossible to please him, end quote, Hebrews 11, verse 6. The Holy Spirit of God graciously gives faith to the undeserving sinner. Jesus took the punishment of the elect, and for no reason of their own, God grants them his perfect life. This is imputation, and it's the only way that we obtain faith in the new covenant with Christ. The believer receives it and responds. What about obtaining faith by accepting Jesus, getting baptized, evangelizing, walking an aisle, or praying a prayer? They are good things, but they themselves do not save. They are works. The thief on the cross promised to be in, quote, paradise, end quote, with Jesus that very day, did none of those things. Luke 23, verse 43. He trusted Christ alone because he was changed to see him as his sin bearer. Quote, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. End quote. Ephesians 2, verse 8, and Titus 3, verse 5. Sinful man cannot merit favor with God. The Holy Spirit himself intervenes and changes him. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. Salvation is from God and belongs to God. Revelation 7, verse 10. We can repent and turn to Christ only because God grants us the power to do so. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Believing anything we do earns us heaven results in boasting about our own accomplishments and stealing glory from God. Man is, quote, justified by faith apart from the works of the law, end quote. Romans chapter 3, verse 28, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. We are freed from the law. Man does not have to try to keep doing good things. When a broken and contrite heart recognizes salvation is given to him freely, not based on anything that he does, but because of what God did through Jesus Christ, he wants to do good things for God out of thankfulness. He quits himself, trusts in Christ, and lives out Ephesians 2:10, quote, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, end quote. Man is saved for good works, not by them. They naturally flow from a transformed heart, the same way that good fruit naturally flows from a good fruit tree. Matthew 7, verse 17. Until man repents of his works-based system and places all of his faith and trust in Christ's perfectly sufficient atonement, he will continue to be a spiritually dead tree that can, at best, merely hang some temporary fruit on the dead branches of self-righteousness.